Welcome to a World of Good podcast. I'm Nate Tatman.
And I'm Andrew Gale.
And we are two friends
who love Jesus,
care about the church,
and travel the world to share stories of people who do the same.
Our conversations happen in all kinds of places.
Like a coffee shop in an airport terminal.
Or even the back of a crowded taxi.
But no matter where we go, from Argentina to Zimbabwe,
we capture stories of the good God is doing around the world.
And we hope those stories will do you a world of good. Welcome to a World of Good podcast. My name is Andrew Gale. I'm so grateful to be with my good friend, Nate Tatman. We were just discussing how this whole season, we haven't really done a lot of these episodes together. We've done a lot of separate interviews, which has been really fun and different because we've been traveling, which is great that we've been able to travel a little bit more. But it means that we haven't actually sat down and done this for quite a while. So this is great to be sitting with you, Nate, while you're in Madrid. I'm sitting here in Indiana. Soon we will both be in the beautiful country of Costa Rica for our regional coordinator meeting just after Christmas. But yeah, it's so good to be with you again to record another episode and conclude another awesome season of A World of Good.
Man, you're right. It has been a couple of things. It has been a while since you and I have been able to record together, which is both good and bad in both positive ways. And we'll get into that here in a little bit. But yeah, it's the end of our fourth season already.
I know, that's really crazy to me that there's been four seasons. I mean, we just started this. You can count how we started this by when COVID started, because we started in
We're
February.
We're always going to remember.
And COVID. So yeah, four seasons and just under 2 years and tons of people engaging and listening to these stories that we've been sharing and the people that we've met and the stories we've heard. Yeah. I mean, what an incredible honor to get to be in the presence of people who are doing incredible work and hear their story and get to share it with people who are interested and passionate about cross-cultural ministry. So grateful for these last four seasons and excited for seasons to come.
Yeah. So again, this is our recap episode. We've done one at the end of each season. One of the things that we like to do in this recap episode is just like it says, is to recap the season and to go back and highlight maybe some of our favorite moments, some of our favorite interviews. We pretty much completely negate all the anything negative or bad that happened. I don't think we try to bring those up, but
no, we don't talk about the negative things. No, yeah, only all the places that we did really good.
Only the good stuff.
Which is most of it, honestly. I mean, almost all of it is all good stuff.
Well, at least the stuff you did, yes. Yes, I agree.
But I think that I don't know how people listen to podcasts, but I sometimes jump around with the podcasts that I listen to, unless they're really made to be telling one fluid story. A podcast like the one we do, where it's each episode is its own separate story. Right. I sometimes jump around based on what my interests are. And so we always feel like this recap episode gives us an opportunity to kind of step back and say, you know, what were some of the really cool moments that of this last season that may encourage people to go back? Like maybe you skipped an episode because it didn't seem interesting. And then suddenly Nate says this was his favorite part. And you go, man, I trust Nate. So I'm going to go back and listen to that. So I feel like that's an important part of what we do is just encouraging people to listen to some of the stories that they may have missed throughout the season.
And I think too, at least for me, I guess I can't speak for you. At least for me, this is a good moment to go back and remember all that we have done. And and part of that is, you know, when we go through a season, for the most part, we have the season pretty much laid out ahead of us. You know, maybe we don't have all the interviews completed, but we know who and what and where and all that kind of stuff. And then we're just going. We are on the run. I don't spend a whole lot of time. Once I've recorded an episode or an interview, I don't usually go back and listen to it.
Yeah.
And so this, at least for me personally speaking, gives me an opportunity to kind of go back and review all that we've talked about, all that we've done, and to kind of rethink about some of those important moments. And again, personally, to celebrate the work that we've done and to see kind of, you know, to be able to cross that finish line, I guess, at the end of each season.
And this last season, you know, we came up with the idea that we wanted to focus on two major topics. Mm-hmm. You know, in seasons past, we've tried to give like, what's a topic that can benefit missions pastors or missions leaders or people in a church that are trying to engage their church in kind of missional work? what are some conversations that would help them in that? And so we decided we wanted to talk about trips. We know that COVID is still around. It's going to continue to be around. But we know that trips are also starting to go again based on the fact that both you and I have traveled internationally a couple times to get some of these interviews. And so we wanted to have some conversations about how to think about trips as we step back into that world of travel. You know, how do we think about trips? And then the second conversation was about immigration, something that has continued to be an important conversation topic. And it was fascinating how we've had these conversations and they've continued to be really prevalent in our news media. I mean, we think about the Afghan refugees that have fled both outside of Afghanistan to the United States, but also to Pakistan, which we have an episode next season where we'll be talking about that. But immigration has continued to be an important conversation topic. And so that those were two things that we chose, I mean, months and months ago of things we wanted to talk about. And so now we're going to kind of go back through and talk about, you know, what were some of the highlights from those two topics that we thought about, that we thought we really wanted to share with those that listen.
Yeah. And just starting with the first of those two topics with trips, I think if you haven't listened to it, again, kind of prefacing our conversation with if you haven't, or maybe if you have, and just to kind of remind you, the listener, what was talked about. But in terms of these trips, I think, you know, I really enjoyed our conversations with Esther and Chris, the Phillips, with Kathleen, all around organizing and taking trips in the local church context. Looking back at our interview with Esther and our interview with Chris, they give some very good practical topics for you as a missions pastor, missions leader, a trip leader to utilize for your trips. And so again, just highly encourage you to go back and listen to those. And then with Kelly and Rhonda Phillips, longtime missionaries, I think they've been on the field for close to or just around 30 years. They share lots of little stories from their experiences, but also just gaining from their experience on what it means for missionaries to receive teams. And they had a lot of great, great insight towards that, that I think you definitely need to keep in mind when you're leading a team to one of your ministry partners.
Absolutely. I think that I loved each of those conversations. Esther is a good friend, so grateful to get to talk to her and really think about cultural intelligence and how that plays into the ministry that we do, and especially the cross-cultural ministry that we do. And Chris is always fun to have. He gives great dirt on Nate because they work together for so long.
Yeah,
I
had to rein you guys in a few times. And I think
it was so fun.
I think we started that conversation a couple of times, or we had to start over a couple of times just because
I think that's true.
You guys were running over me. How
it was
I
very fun though. I love the Phillips. I love their stories. You know, one of them that really stuck out to me though, and this is the one I'll kind of talk a little bit about, was Kathleen's sharing about just how to tell stories as you come back from an experience, and even in local ministry. I think this is one of the areas that gets really overlooked. I think that oftentimes as we travel, we focus so much on what's happening there that we actually don't think about either the preparation that goes into before we travel, which has been where I have camped out for years and years and years as a missions pastor here at Global Strategy, of how important trip training is. We offer free trip training material. I mean, that's been the big part of kind of my personal push for missions and ministry. But the other side of that is how we tell stories. For those that grab on to they do the trip training, they do the on-the-ground stuff well, what ends up happening is we end up not thinking about how we tell stories in appropriate ways when we return. And I just think Kathleen, she's so full of wisdom, and I appreciate her approach to telling stories and how we do that in an appropriate way. And so that was such a fun conversation to have with her. And I think it's one of those that we can't miss, that it's not just about preparation before what we do on the field, and even the post-trip debrief, it then goes into how we actually tell those stories to others that we encounter, whether it's our family, whether it's our friends, whether it's the church that we're a part of. How we tell those stories when we return really matters.
Yeah, and then we get into our conversations on the topic of immigration. And man, I tell you what, these were, I guess, just kind of going back, we started with Donnie Allen. He's a pastor in Honduras. Moved to Gina Thomas, author of the book Separated by the Border. Then we had Zach Zamora with Immigrant Connections. And finally, in our most recent episode, was the family from Iran who immigrated to France. And loved all of these. And as Andrew and I, you and I, we were talking before, and really with these four, it was all centered around personal stories that was shared. And these stories were impactful. I think of, you know, Gina, and especially the book that she wrote, it was her own story that she was, it wasn't just her story, but she was telling her story in relationship to the family that they were connected to, and that, you know, the mom and the daughter were separated by the border. And then Zach, you know, you and I were both interviewed Gina, you interviewed Zach by yourself. And so I went back and listened to that, and I was just blown away by his transparency, his vulnerability, and just how honest he was, especially as a missionary, you know, a new missionary myself, hearing about his story. And things didn't go very well as he came onto the field. And, you know, as I was reflecting on that, there really was kind of this wrestling with his own personal call versus the call that his family had. And, you know, it sounds like there was two different paths there that they were wrestling with and trying to figure out. And ultimately, you know, their call in a cross-cultural context happened to be in Indiana. So one, it was really cool to hear how God used them or is using them. But again, just his open transparency and being vulnerable enough to share about those struggles, I think can be helpful for anybody, whether it's, again, missions pastor, people interested in missions, and just to hear about the real life struggles of moving to the mission field. But then also, obviously, the great work that they are doing and the impact that they are doing in their community and really around the nation and immigrant connection points set up.
Yeah, I loved all of these. It's hard for me to even choose which one I liked more than the other between these four. My time with Donnie was so beautiful, wonderful, fun, funny. He is such an incredible leader. He has an incredible heart for people and for ministry. And to hear the cross-cultural nature of the work that he's doing in Honduras as someone who grew up in a more Afro-Caribbean community. I mean, it was in Honduras, but in Roatan, and then serving in a much more Spanish-speaking Latino community, just hearing that, and that he did his education in Mexico. I mean, just these unique cross-cultural experiences that he had and the way that he's used that to be a connector for his community there in La Ceiba. It was just such a fun interview. Certainly some very difficult conversations when we started talking about immigration towards the end and what that means for their church. Yep. Hopefully giving people some perspective that we often think just about the people that come to our doorstep and not the places that they're leaving. Mm-hmm. And so trying to bring that conversation into our conversation about immigration. But I just so appreciate his heart, his ministry, and who he is. And Zach and Gina were both phenomenal conversations. Of course, I so appreciate Gina and her story and what she shared. And as you said, Zach's transparency and honesty, I've heard that from a few different people, was really meaningful. And then I'll just say Muhammad's story that you did when you were in Paris and were able to hear from Muhammad and Zahar and Sarah about their experience fleeing Iran and the multiple countries that they went to try to find safety. And the challenges that they faced when they finally found a place to land. I mean, Sarah, I can't imagine going through high school in a place that you're seen as an outsider and you're learning your fourth language. I mean, just, and then to deal with medical. I mean, there were so many pieces to that story. I hope people stuck through the whole thing. It's an hour-long conversation. It definitely takes some time. By the end of it, I was so moved by their experience and the story that they shared, again, just their honesty and transparency. It was an incredible way to end our interviews for this season. I think, you know, you mentioned it. I feel like we're moving towards hearing more just stories. Mm-hmm. And that was truly just hearing their story and an opportunity to then enter into that story. And man, it gives me some really specific ways to be praying for them specifically and for other refugees that at home in Paris are supporting through the ministry that they do.
Yeah. And a big shout out to Drew Brown, who had to edit that interview that I did.
Oh, man.
Because I think the interview was about 2 hours or maybe over 2 hours of material. And you, if you haven't listened to it yet, go back and listen to it. As Andrew said, it does take a while to get into the interview. It took me a while personally in terms of just trying to figure out, you know, especially when you go into an interview and you don't know the people or you're meeting them for the first time and you're hearing about their story for the first time. Like I knew a little bit about them, but I didn't know the details in which they were sharing.
But you were asking, And you were asking really deep questions. I mean, yes. These weren't like, hey, yes. How you doing? No. How's your family? No. I mean, these were like, you were being persecuted in your experience, yes. And discriminated. I mean, those are tough, yeah. conversations. Yeah.
Do you regret the choices that you made? I mean, it was yeah. a difficult conversation, but you know, for me, at least going into a conversation like that, usually it takes a while for me to kind of figure out, okay, what's my comfort level here? How comfortable do I feel in asking some of these harder questions, personal questions? And then kind of what's my angle, you know, kind of what thread am I picking up that I can then, you know, ask the next question and kind of what conclusion do I want to come to and bring this interview towards? And so it just took a while to get into it, but
it's beautiful.
It is. And so I asked, obviously, in English, because that's the only language I know. And then their daughter, who's 22 or at least 22 at the time, Sarah, she would then translate into Farsi to the parents, who would then answer back to her into Farsi, and then who she would then translate to me in English what their answer was. And so it took a long time to kind of get there. And so that was the other kind of dynamic in terms of, you know, we had to get into, yeah. a good rhythm of asking and answering and all of that. But Drew Brown did a fabulous job of going through
and
putting all of that together. But, you know, I think with all of these stories, especially with Muhammad and his family, with Zach and Gina and Donnie a little bit, but he didn't get into really a lot of his personal story. He did some in growing up and things like that, I guess. But really with all of these, what we wanted to bring to you as the listener was for you to be able to put yourselves in somebody else's shoes. I think it's so easy for us to come to a conclusion on a topic, especially that's politicized like immigration, and come to your conclusion based upon whatever side of politics you fall on, whoever it is that you're listening to, you draw your own conclusions. However, when you begin to hear stories, personal stories, real life stories, the hardships, the experiences that people have, and when they are many times forced to make a decision on whether to leave their home country and move to another country, those are difficult situations and circumstances that I don't want to be in those, and I would not wish for anybody else to be in those. And so maybe it doesn't change your perspective on immigration. Maybe you still come to the same conclusions as you normally would. And our goal through these stories is not to change your political stance or whatever. Our hope is that you hear the work that God is doing in people's lives as they immigrate from one country to another, or as a pastor in Honduras who has to deal with people leaving his church and leaving his country to move to another country, or to hear firsthand account of a family being separated by the border. That's what we wanted to bring you through these stories. And hopefully you heard those. Hopefully you hear a little bit maybe different story than what you have heard or experienced or have known before. And it's opened up your eyes to maybe read a book, maybe to listen, maybe to ask questions, but to think about the word immigration or the term immigrants in a different way than what you have before.
And I think that's what we've always wanted to do with this podcast this is not a preaching podcast. This is not a soapbox podcast where our goal is to train people or teach people or preach at people or really tell you what to think about anything. Our whole intention in starting A World of Good was just to share stories. And in sharing those stories, for people to have opportunities to learn about what other Christians around the world experience, think, do, how they interact, how they see themselves in relation to the world, and to allow people, to, like you said, to draw their own conclusions from that. And we found some stories that related to one another and put them under a topic, but you're exactly right. Donnie's really wasn't just about immigration. It was about all kinds of different things because we really wanted to hear his story. And I think that's where we want to move to in the future. That kind of got slowed down because of COVID. It was a little more complicated for us just to get stories because we weren't traveling as much. But I think as we enter into this next season, season, season 5, which will start landing in February, we're going to start hearing more of those stories. For instance, when I was in Pakistan in October, I was able to talk to two leaders there. One, Reverend Dr. Samuel George, who is the national leader there in Pakistan of the church, and he gives a great overview of just the ministry of the church in Pakistan. And then with Razia Mushtaq, who she just shares from her heart about what it means to be a female called by God to serve in the church in a country that doesn't give much space for that to be a reality. And both of those are, there is no agenda behind them except just to share their stories and their experience. Mm-hmm. And I think they'll be powerful, impactful stories for people to listen to. And I know you've had the opportunity to sit down with a number of pastors in the last couple months as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I was able to sit down with Marcos and Catherine Lavaglio. They serve in Northern Italy and they're a young married couple with a young child and they're leading this church. And they just signed a new record deal with another couple. There's a group of four of them, and they're starting off in this new career. And so it was just really fun to sit down with them and just to hear, again, their story of what does life and ministry look like for them right now in this season. And then I had the opportunity to speak with two German pastors, two separate interviews that I did with them. And again, just to hear what is life and ministry like in their context, and to help us, as especially as Americans, to learn and understand what is it like to live, to serve, to minister in a country that's completely different than ours. And so I'm excited to introduce and to share these stories with all of you.
And I'm excited for this next season, grateful for the four seasons that we've had. Each of them has looked different, but I'm grateful, Nate, to be on this journey with you of sharing stories of things that are happening around the world and the good that God is doing through the people of God. And grateful for those that listen. We hope these have been valuable stories for you, things that you can hold close to your heart and remember in prayer, especially for folks like Muhammad and Zahar and Sarah that are living in such exciting that it's now a hopeful time, but also challenging because of the challenges that come with being refugees. And so thank you so much for being with us this season again. And thank you for the opportunity that you've given us to share these stories. We hope they continue to be a benefit to you. Make sure you connect with us on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. Tell us what stories were impactful for you, what things stood out to you, what you liked, and also what you might want to hear so that we can connect with stories that connect to you and the call that you have from God to serve, either whether in your local church or around the world. Thanks for listening to A World of Good. A World of Good is a podcast production of Global Strategy and Church of God Ministries. Our theme song is Colorado by Leo Flores. If you want to join the conversation, visit us at Twitter at A World of Good Pod, on Instagram, A World of Good Podcast, or visit our website, chogglobal.org/A World of Good. And join us next time as we share more stories of good from around the world.